take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna. Hi.
Kia ora.
Congratulations to you for dropping your reo. Hard out.
Dropping your reo. So, te wiki o te reo Māori. So, I'm going to... It's Māori Language Week.
Just
so
rub it in. Rub in how bad I am at it. Yeah.
I've brought in these...
It is Māori Language Week, anyway.
It is Māori Language Week, and I'm bringing in these books by Scotty Morrison. And if you don't know who Scotty Morrison is, I think you would know who he is, because he has been the host.
It's old mate, eh?
Old mate. Old mate's been hosting. I'm not going to look at you, Mikey, sorry. He's been hosting this show, Te Karere, for years.
He's a good dude.
The Māori News, and he's written this series of books called Māori Made Easy, and this week, number two, the follow-up to Māori Made Easy number one, has just come out. So I just want to celebrate the book coming out, because it's going to make...
Did the last one come out this time last year or something? Or?
Well, actually, last year there was one called Māori at Home. It's really good for families. It's all about having kids, and you're learning all these phrases like...
What you want to get is the post-it notes. And just stick them around everywhere with the Māori translation on it. That works very well.
Totally, totally. And so, but Māori Made Easy came out the year before that. But it's actually just like, it's been on our bestseller list most of the year.
Wow,
which
great.
Is really heartwarming.
Yeah, cool.
That the public, even if they're not doing the work, they're buying the book and the intention.
One of the most disappointing answers to any question I've ever asked Simon Bridges was last week when I said to him, so why do you think that we shouldn't learn, Māori shouldn't be made compulsory, And I said to him, which is fair enough, he doesn't think it should be, then that's his opinion. You know? But then when I said, where do you see the language in, say, a couple of years, 2020, say, And just like, oh, yeah, people still speak. And interesting. It's just like,
Well, I think it's a beautiful language, and I think by learning Māori, that you are learning the culture of Māori tikanga.
You stole that
is protocol thing. Is intertwined with language. And
we were just talking about that off air, weren't we?
We were.
In the part, I was lucky enough to be involved in some documentaries called Are You My Tribe? And I learnt a lot. Like, I'm to be honest, my te reo is average, and I need to pick up my game. I'm just saying that. I'm happy to admit that in front of the court today. But I did learn doing that documentary series how much I learned so much more about the culture by just learning a little bit about the language. I really truly believe that. So I agree with you.
Yes, and I think the way that Scotty Morrison has put these books together, because we're learning a language is hard. Everybody's busy, and the idea is that
flat out,
you do 30 minutes a day. And as I was saying to Tess earlier, how much time would one spend scrolling Instagram a day? More than 30 minutes.
Get that. I've got this app on my phone called Moments, and it's
I've got that too. I haven't opened it for ages. I'm too scared.
it tells you how often you even pick up your phone, let alone open apps. It's very, very interesting. And get over yourself, because you're shocking.
Yeah. So,
That's the thing. It's pretty much just you're shocking.
Shocking. So maybe you could do something else instead, and maybe do 30 minutes a day of Māori practice. So... And growing your language. So
what is it that inspired you to want to delve into te reo more than
I think
to basically, upskill in a sense.
You listen to the rhetoric around politically and of what some people would say about the language not being useful anymore. And, you know, there's that old thing of like, why would you learn Māori when you could learn Chinese and speak overseas? But what I've been noticing in the book industry is a lot more picture books have been published as te reo. So we've got like Where the Wild Things Are, and we're going on a bear hunt. And what I've noticed over the past year or so is that's bringing more speakers of te reo coming into the shop, speaking te reo to their kids. And it's so inspiring.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
And so when you have the books there, that brings the customers. And then it's like, well, how can I speak to people and make them feel welcome? Also, I may not look it, but I am Māori. I am Ngāi Tahu. I'm from southern South Island. And
Ngāi Tahu, that's one of the documentaries we did. It was on Ngāi Tahu, and it's like, there were people arguing with me that you do so have Māori heritage. Like, from down there, they're just some of them. I reckon we had an Australian blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who was singing songs on this marae, and she's going to me, you are so. Yeah. You asked her, and she was. You know, no tattoo, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. You can't always tell. And.
The more pasty Maori.
Yeah, the Southerners are pretty. We're pretty pink and sort of like Irish mixed with Maori blood. So that was part of it for me. So what I've been doing is going to UniTech once a week for over a year. So I do that, and then this is a nice supplement as well to aid my learning and make sure I'm doing a little bit every day. So it's been really cool. It's made me use my brain in different ways.
So with the book, would you recommend that you use it as a supplement to doing a language course, or do you think that you can solely learn off the book?
I think you could solely learn off the book. What I really wish, and I'm sure they must be working on it now, is that there is, because he's got a website and you can do lots of listening stuff, but I would love an app also a podcast to go along with it, because...
Greedy, yep.
I was thinking that when I was looking at the book before, is that you... It is really great to learn off written, but you do, to an extent, need to hear the sounds as well.
Yeah, so for sure. And getting that pronunciation right and being confident in pronunciation. So I was using this for a while last year, and then I put it down and didn't pick it up for ages. And then when I learned that number two was coming out, I was like, oh, I should get onto this. So it's just trying to like be a bit organised and get the routine. And I find like if I try and... if I don't finish the week, then I will drop off. So then I'm like really trying to make sure I get that Friday done.
Have you tried to learn any other languages?
Yeah, I used to live in Korea, so I learned Korean I was living there, and I learned Japanese through high school. So those
both quite difficult languages, I believe. How do you find Tareo in comparison?
Completely different. One thing that I'm finding really hard right now in my stage of learning is the possessive pronouns, which people who...
I was going to say, what about the possessive pronouns?
Yeah, it's really hard, quite dreaded, but this book is actually Māori Made Easy One has spent like 4 weeks on possessive pronouns, which are really hard because it's just so different from English. And I just feel, I just feel like it's kind of like a fun thing to do. I do it with my husband, so we try and talk to each other sometimes, and we've met really nice people through our class and stuff, but the books are a great start. Good thing to do.
Cool. And you were saying that because you've been learning it, then you picked up this other book from your store, which the title, you actually knew what it meant.
Oh, I knew what it meant because I knew the book in English. We've actually got a giveaway today, but the Pata Weta by Stephanie Blake. This is newly published by Gecko Press, and this was a really popular book from about 5 years ago. And can you guess what Pata Weta means?
No. I've seen the cover before, and I'm trying to remember what Pata Weta means.
Poo bum.
Beg your pardon. Don't you come onto my radio show and use that gutter language.
Poo bum. Yeah, so...
Which part's poo and which part's bum of Pata Weta? All one word,
know.
By
like,
the way.
I don't know if it's kind of like a colloquial...
Because that would mean wet is a bum.
Put together.
Wouldn't it? If it was Pata Weta.
Pata Weta.
Come on, Sarah.
It's poo bum.
Yeah, but which part? But which part's what? Which part's what? Which?
But it's a colloquial.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably...
Look at that
not
look on your face. You're so charmed. Oh, hi, Sarah. Good morning.
So is there an English version?
There's an English,
and it is called
I've seen that book for like, as you know, I'm hunting for little books for little boys all the time. You know, like that's one of them.
Well, so,
but I mean, I didn't know it was called Poo Bum.
Poo Bum. So this is one
of
the books that
my son growing up using words like Poo Bum.
I'm sure he will. So this is a beautiful little picture book. I would give it to an... Well, anyone could read it, because if you're learning te reo and you're an adult, you know, this is probably the level that I'm at, basically, reading it. And it's just this gorgeous little story of a little rabbit.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people in New Zealand right now who would be well advised to do that, because otherwise your kids are going to end up growing up speaking a language that you are not up to speed on.
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely, like, I've met a lot of people you know, the young kids in their family are the ones who speak te reo the best, and who understand it the best, which is a really cool dynamic. Yeah, in fact.
So we are actually giving this book away, though, today. We're giving Pata Weta. To a lucky listener.
Yeah,
really.
Just text in.
Yeah, so text in to 5395.
I'll tell you what, let's have a phone call, and let's have a lady listener, for God's sake, because, I mean, I love the men. I love you fellas. But we've been glad having each other in the sauna a bit long in the last couple of days. We could do it. I just need to double check there are still ladies listening, especially when people are bandying around such words like poo bum. You know what I'm saying?
So you want to do a call?
Yeah, I'd like a call. 309-3879 if you'd like a copy of this book.
It's a children's book with beautiful illustrations.
It's an awesome book.
Completely in Te Reo. There's no translation in it.
Published by Gecko Press.
And if you're worried about whether you can hack it or not, you can hack it, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So if you have a Simplicity Beat card and you'd like to win that book and you're a lady listener, 309-3879.
Let's wait for the call. But I would,
while we're waiting, a texter has texted in, and they've said there is a new Māori language app called Kupu.
I've heard about that too. Supposed to be fantastic.
Anyone looking at an app, that's your one to go to.
Caller, yeah. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Yay. Hi. You're just ringing up to save me from looking stupid. Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. What's your name?
Logan.
Logan?
Yeah.
Hello, Logan. Where are you calling from?
Otara.
Beautiful. Beautiful Otara district there. And you've got a Simplicity B card?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, there we go. This is all done. So the book is yours. Paraweta, or Pooh Bum, is yours.
Pooh Bum, too.
Poo bum chair. Welcome to New Zealand. All right, hey, so stay there. We'll get your details, and you can we'll send this book to you, or you can pick it up. Actually, it's be easier. I think it's safer that way. And then cool. Thanks very much. Stay there. Cool. Just shows there's ladies listening to. Yeah, come on now.
But yeah, I guess in conclusion, I would recommend these books as a great start if you're starting to think about learning the reo.
Don't be scared, eh? This is the thing. I'm scared. I've just got to put my big boy pants on and stroll into it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think you're only going to gain by doing it. You're not going to lose anything.
Jenna, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again shortly.
See ya.
That was Loose Reads.